Welcome to the Water Trough, where we can't make you drink, but we will make you think. My name is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor, and I'm really excited you chose to join me here as we discuss topics that are important for small business folks just like you. If you're looking for ideas, inspiration, and possibility, you've come to the right place. Join us as we take steps to help you create the healthy business that you've always wanted. Welcome to the Water Trough. This is Ed Drozd, the Small Business Doctor. I hope you all had an enjoyable long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I hope you paid due respect to those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for us in the preservation of our freedoms in this country. And for those of you who are actively engaged in the service at this time, I'd like to extend my thanks and gratitude for all the things that you do as well. I'd like to talk today about a topic that is certainly on the minds of many people, and that's the debt ceiling and the various conversations that are going on in Washington, D.C. I want to start out by saying this is not designed to be a politically motivated conversation. I find the concept of politics to be beyond my tolerance level. But I do have some things that I think would be of value to all of us. People, whether as individuals or members of groups, all have an agenda. Now, we can certainly see this in the partisan politics of Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats, each striving for their own agenda, trying to achieve what is important for them. But on a larger scale, it's a singular country, whether it's comprised of all these people of different groups or not, it is a singular country. And much the same in our businesses. We have individuals in the C-suite who are responsible for the vision and for the direction of our company. We have people who are working on the shop floor who are making these things possible. We have people who are selling our items in stores and online and in person. In short, we have a variety of different people, each with their own agenda, but all essentially working for the same common goal. And I think this is a place where we can really learn something from the things that are going on in Washington. We have people who are purportedly engaged for the benefit of their constituents, who are probably impacted by the desire for power as well. And we can see the destructive nature of this sort of thing because when it comes to the common good, such as preventing a failure, a collapse of our ability to pay our bills as a country, we can't see eye to eye, and we're in a position where we'd actually entertain that sort of thing happening. But the curious thing to me is that even with such major things on the horizon, we're willing to let them go until the last minute. And I think this is really the crux of what I want to talk about today. Who knows? Faced with reality, we'll get lucky in the end. And of course, that's what happens with the settlement of the debt ceiling. Things always seem to turn around, although there have been occasions where things have not turned out so well. But why in business can we not be more proactive? Why can we not be more attentive to the things that we know are going to have to be dealt with? Kicking the can down the road is not an effective leadership or managerial path. For those of us that choose to do things that way, we really have to do some deep soul searching and ask ourselves, what are we afraid of? Why is it such a big deal to set aside the time to deal with things in advance that we know we're going to have to face, that we know are going to require a considerable amount of effort on behalf of our team? I suppose if the answer to this were obvious, there'd be no reason for me to be sitting here chatting. And of course, my goal is to inspire people to think, and that's exactly what I'm asking you to do. Why do you hold back on getting things done, managed, earlier, prior to the deadline? Now, there's been tons of books written about the notion that we thrive in a space where adrenaline is flowing. There's been a boatload of information regarding our ability to think more clearly under the circumstances and to get things done
by the deadline. But the reality is, oftentimes these things don't work out that well. We find ourselves in a position where we're not accomplishing our goals, where we're not achieving the best possible outcome. As we squeeze the amount of time in which we are able to get things done, we find ourselves leaving things out. And that is really what I'm asking you to think about today. The idea of planning ahead, of anticipating these things, is not so far-fetched. You certainly think about it. There's no question that you're thinking about what has to be done. But what are you doing to get things done effectively? That is my question to you. I started out with ideas in mind that there'd be a lot more to say, but quite frankly, I think this is a good stopping point. I just want to leave you with the notion, what is holding you back from being proactive? Why do you wait until the last minute to get things done that could be at least started far before the deadline arises? What are the holdbacks? What are the blockades? Is it yourself? Is it your team? Is it the communication between yourself and your team? Ask yourself these questions. I imagine when you find the answers, you're going to find yourself in a position to be more effective in getting things done and getting them done effectively. This is Ed Drozda, the Small Business Doctor. Until next time, I want to wish you a healthy business.